This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Rebecca Dingman, R-E-B-E-C-C-A, middle initial L-D-I-N-G-M-A-N, date of birth 08-14-1978, date of appointment March 5th, 2026. Requesting physician Wafia Sarwar, W A F I A S A R W E R M D. Dear Dr. Sarwar, I have the pleasure of seeing Rebecca Dingman today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 47-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman. In February, she had a migraine which lasted 5 days. She went to the emergency room multiple times. Imitrax injection work, CT of the head and MRI of the brain done. She used in the past rizatriptan and excedrin also. Also use Benadryl, Topamax and Imitriptyline. Only Imitrax shots work. Her grandmother has MS. She was seen by Dr. Toge before, T-O-L-G-E. Migraine is 3 to 5 per month. It involves the right temple region and goes down to the neck. It is sharp, throbbing, pulsating, with nausea, no vomiting, no photophobia, no phonophobia, sometimes has vertigo, no visual phenomena. Sumatriptan injection help. She is having numbness in the hands. She was on propranolol also before. Past medical history. Myopia, amblyopia, benign neoplasm of the choroid. Hypertension, migraine, history of uterine fibroid, neurofibromatosis, mixed hyperlipidemia, depression, endometriosis, anxiety, irritable bowel syndrome, as past surgical history, hysterectomy, eye surgery, exploratory laparotomy for endometriosis, neurofibroma removal, allergy, sulfa, lorotab, mobic, diflucan medication, topiramate 100 mg daily, imitriptyline 25 mg daily, amlodipine, estradiol, Benadryl, sumatriptan 100 mg PRN tablet, sumatriptan 6 mg injection, Nartex 75 mg PRN. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, occasionally drink alcohol. She's a HAB coordinator. She has a master's degree. She is married, lives with the husband, have no children. Family history, mother alive and healthy, father alive with neurofibromatosis, one brother with neurofibromatosis, review of the system. I personally reviewed the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, vertigo, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, back pain, neurofibromatosis. Physical examination, blood pressure 160 over 90, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bulbs on present. Next of all, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no facial, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5. Deep tender reflexive over 4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait, no ataxia. Romberg test mildly positive. He has a caffeolate spot on the skin on multiple areas. Some are bigger and some are smaller. Assessment and plan, 47-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, migraine. Number 2, neurofibromatosis. Number 3, dizziness. Number 4, rule out peripheral neuropathy. Number 5, back pain. Next paragraph. She already had MRI. Which shows mild subcortical white matter flare signal abnormality and mild signal abnormality in the cerebellum. Patient is worrying about the MS. I offered the spinal tap, but we decided that we will repeat the MRI in 1 year. For migraine, I will increase the Nartac to 75 milligram, 1 PO every other day. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.